You're listening to SBS News.
Victory is usually the ultimate aim in sport. It's particularly pleasant if you haven't experienced it for a while. Those not used to winning, getting an important win was a key feature across Australian sport this past weekend. In the AFL, a late goal gave Port Adelaide their first win since 2015 against arch-rivals Adelaide. They had lost their previous five matches against the Crows. Not pleasant, but compared to Carlton, Port had very few problems indeed. Carlton entered this weekend without a win this year, against rivals or anyone else for that matter. However, the Blues were able to break that unwanted streak this weekend, beating Essendon. It gets Carlton off the bottom of the AFL standings, but it does very little for Essendon. Coach John Worsfold indicating if current players can't produce what he requires, he'll pick some others to play instead.
We've got a number of players that aren't playing, as I just touched on, at the level that we expect, whether it's just making errors or looking frustrated or looking shaky with their skills. There's a number of players that are in that boat. So we've got to work out how we get them back to playing their best. There's obviously one option there is they play at a lower level until they regain that that real form that we need.
In rugby league, the Canterbury Bulldogs haven't quite been as bad as Carlton have been in the AFL, but feelings have been so similar it's not quite worth asking a Bulldogs fan to split the difference. Poor officiating has been blamed for some of their problems, most notably a recent defeat to Brisbane. Coach Dean Pay was so unimpressed by the referee after that game, he expressed public dissatisfaction. That cost the club a $25,000 fine. However, there's no need for the Bulldogs to reach for the club wallet this week. They've finally won another game, defeating traditional rivals and fellow struggling team at the moment, Parramatta. Pay, unsurprisingly, has few complaints with the refereeing in this particular game.
We get some and we don't. You know, we, like I said before, we've missed out on a few of those calls, so there's a couple go our way. We're certainly happy to take them.
Manly too are feeling happy for the first time in a while after this weekend. A five-match losing streak, surrounded by numerous off-the-field problems, has come to an end for the club with their 38 points to 24 win in Brisbane. And in rugby union, the Melbourne Rebels have also broken a five-match losing streak in the Super Rugby competition. Two tries by Tom English and a late penalty goal by Reece Hodge have helped them to a 27 points to 24 win in near-freezing conditions over the Brumbies in Canberra. The win puts them just one competition point behind the Waratahs at the top of the Australian Conference in the Super Rugby standings. It's an unflattering but accurate portrait of the current situation in Australian rugby that a team can be 1 point from top spot despite having only just won after losing five matches in a row. But the Rebels will take what they can get. Captain Adam Coleman telling Fox Sports his team certainly believes in the redemptive qualities of its sport.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about rugby is that you've got a 7 day turnaround and you can, I suppose, turn a performance on its head. We knew we didn't have a lot of possession in the first half, and we know we've got points in us, so we knew if we held the ball a little bit more in the second half, it would pay dividends.
The Rebels' win was the lone bright spot in what's become a weekly drip of embarrassments on the field for Australian teams. The Waratahs led New Zealand side the Crusaders 29 points to zero at one point in their match, and somehow still managed to lose. That defeat is the 39th consecutive defeat for an Australian side when it has faced a New Zealand side in the Super Rugby competition. The Queensland Reds faced the lone non-Australian team in the Australian Conference, the Japan-based Sunwolves, in Tokyo. The Sunwolves aren't yet known as a Super Rugby power, but that didn't matter. The final score, Sunwolves 63, Reds 28. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.